Hardman. So all of that's been in the talks with him. I just wanted to basically come up here and just share that he is trying to follow the process, follow, make sure he's doing everything to the T. What Vacasa does for him, we are not a typical management company. We specialize, this would be considered what we call high-end rental, right? It's occupancy, you said it's 10, we're actually going to keep it at 8, because that's we're going more of after the executive families. That's what they fit into right now. Really, what we do for Mr. Fletcher is very simple. We come in and we provide him high-end clientele. We do it's a program called Idology, which basically screens every single guest. The things we're looking for is, you know, are the guests over 21, right? If the house sleeps 8, if they only book 2 people, well, that tells us right off the bat there might be a party going on. We're actually going to meet the guests at the house, and we're going to let them into the home. So it's a very personal approach to management. And Mr. Fletcher just, you know, I got to know him pretty well throughout this process, and he's truly trying to do this for retirement. That was my number one question is, are you going after a rezone? Are you doing a conditional use permit? After explaining to him the two differences, I said, well, you're definitely going to have to go to the conditional use permit because we don't want people thinking, oh, he's going to put up, you know, 10-plus buildings here, right? It's strictly just for a source of income for my client until he gets to the point of retirement, so probably, I don't know, 60 years or so, yeah. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for the application? Anyone signed up that's opposed to the application?
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's a
do you,
yeah,
there's do you have an order or a group or... okay.
Yep.
Who wants to start? Well, I think they're only going to have a few.
I thought it was 4 minutes.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to thank the council for allowing me to speak here.
And your name, sir?
Rick Ebbinghaus. I live at 744 Emery Creek Boulevard, and we've been a resident of Emery Creek for 4.5 years. First of all, I'd like to state the reason why we moved to Emery Creek. We're from St. Louis, and we had rental property next to us where we lived, and it was just it was a disaster. People coming, going, different people. So I can only imagine what a nightly rental would be where you would have multiple people coming in. I heard other people speak about the safety with school buses, children. We have a community with a lot of children. We got 150-plus houses. Most of the people in our neighborhood have children. They all ride the school buses. We have multiple school buses that come through the neighborhood every day. And so I'd like to go through just a couple things here. We have, it is a POA, and we do have restrictions. That's why I bought and built in Emery Creek. Everybody that signs the papers to buy property in Emery Creek is supposed to be provided a copy of the CCRs and agreed to the CCRs. Whether or not Mr. Fletcher has or not, I don't know. But we did when we bought our property. We have several sections in our CCRs that talks about single-family residents. It talks against no duplex, flat, boarding house, rooming house, apartment house, or multifamily or multi-unit structures. This house was built... It started about 6 months after I built my house, after I started the construction of my house. The construction started in 2017. It was built for a family of 4. It's only 1,100 square feet on the main floor. It's multiple levels. It's got a driveway that's only like 9 feet wide, so it does not support a lot of parking for vehicles unless you just line them up. It's got a single-car garage. I would like to state, too, that with the Homeowners Association, we do have covenants and restrictions specifically talking about nuisances And single families, no noxious behavior, offensive activity. You and I both know if you've got multiple people coming and going out of that house, there's going to be activity going on, whether it be noise, shooting wildlife, or whatever going on in that house. And how will the POA be able to enforce that when the owner lives in Oregon? How will they be able to enforce that? Now, we've got one house on that road currently lived in, the Williamsons. There is another house proposed application to build for the Bagwells. Another house across from, or another lot across from the Williamsons, they're getting ready to submit their permit to build. The rest of the lots on that, on Timberland, is owned by Emery Creek Ventures. So these lots are going to be designed to build on, sell. We've got like three builders in Emery Creek that are reputable builders that build. And the houses are selling, I mean, for $400,000-$500,000. This property, I think, sold, they closed on it in June for like $485,000. Don't know what happened with that owner, but it went up for sale again. Now they have it. But I'm totally against a nightly rental. It'll set a precedent for the community that if you allow one, then another one can be on another street. I don't want one next to me. I'm the very first house in the subdivision when you come into Emery Creek. I've got $500,000 invested in my house and did most of the work myself. I don't know what my house is worth, but I know what everybody else's houses are worth. They're $300,000 to $500,000. I think this would be a detriment to the community, and I'm completely opposed to it. We've got a petitions that went around.
Sir, you're past your time. The four minutes. So if you want to summarize or give a final statement.
I would like to pass my time on or the next speaker to speak on behalf. He's a board member. So,
okay. Perfect.
But I'm completely against this, and I believe Reynolds. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hey, guys. I'm Brad Salami. I'm one of the six board members in the POA. Five of them are here tonight. One of them couldn't make it, so our representation is pretty strong. I did want to submit, I'll give you the original copy of our letter. I'm just going to give you one. Basically, this is a letter from the board, and it's on behalf of the residents. We're representing them. There's 2 points on here that we don't want you to approve this. This is the first one in our neighborhood, and we want the precedent set and so that you guys know that we don't want it at all. And our restrictions, they forbid it. You've already read section 1.24 that tells you that it's a single-family use. I've already heard that there's going to be multiple families there, very much potentially. But there's another section 5.1 that's in there. Let me get to it. So 5.1 says that it's a the single family. I lost it. Oh, single family residential use. And obviously, if they're making money off of it, that's not the intention of our CCRs of being single-family residential use. So as if the legal side of our CCRs, which have been in place since 2006, as if that isn't strong enough to say, no, we don't want it, and this is why we have the POA, we have, it's included in there, a petition that has 119 signatures that represent 112 of those properties. So it's a huge mass of the people have supported it. In fact, when we were getting the signatures, I don't think I had one person tell me that they want it. So if that can't be any more clear, you know, it goes against our rules and that's filed with the county, and it goes against, you know, 119 people representing 112 properties. I don't know what else could be more clear. So I don't take up any more time, but I do want to be the first person to be less than 2 minutes.
All right. There you go.
You guys don't need any other copies of that, do you?
No, one's enough? One's perfect. Thank
all right, you got it.
You guys want to take a peek at that? Sure. Next, do we have anyone else signed up? You're good?
Yeah, can we do it like you can see how many of us are?
Yeah,
coming?
Sure.
Don't hold up both hands. they have multiple lots.
You got two
lots. I would like to speak. I didn't sign up, but we've been working in there for 7 years.
Working in there? Sure, why?
Can we own property?
Can we own property? I'm Jim Klutz, builder, local builder, and obviously several people on the board. And we've invested millions of dollars in there. We own all the property to the north of us. I know I may not look like it, but I work for a living. And we have helped bring Emery Creek up what it is today. We've worked hard on it and invested a lot of money in it. And somebody to come in from out of state and invest a few hundred to thousand dollars and try to make it back and stuff like that when we've invested millions of dollars in it, I think it's stupid.
Sir, can I get you to sign up over here since you didn't sign up real quick? You want to come back up? So do you have any comments?
I do, yeah, or? I do. Well, first off, just a correction on a couple things. I apologize to those that I apparently offended. That was not my goal here. I do actually want to live in this. I really enjoy.
Sir, if you can speak.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I really enjoy Emery Creek. That's why I chose this area as a place that I want to live. And the ultimate goal here was strictly to try to help me and my family try to supplement income. Sorry. Ultimate goal here is to try to just supplement income in the sense of hopefully one day being able to, again, I know that I get laughed at as a 31-year-old trying to retire at some point. I'm sure all of us had aspirations when we were young men, when it was less red tape. My ultimate goal here was to try to invest in the community as well as invest in my family. I'm not coming here to try to lessen the value of homes. I'm not trying to come here to stir up some sort of ruckus in the neighborhood. Why I specifically chose that is for me to have acreage for my own, for me in the future and my family, and also because I knew that it wouldn't be as much of a disruption being in the back of the Emery Creek. It's 20 acres. There is, in fact, I'm looking to buy again. I'm trying to buy some acreage just below it. The nearest neighbor is quite far away. So even if there's a sense of ruckus, which would not be the what we would be trying for, again, we try to vet everybody that we have coming through. The ultimate goal was to make sure that we have good families. My family being one of them who stayed there, or my first the first family who came here was a very large family, which was one family. You know, and the definition of single family, in my opinion, can be misrepresented. It can be chosen as two different arguments. I mean, I see my family as a single family from coming from eight kids, a mom and dad. They're all married. They have their kids. That's a single family in my mind as well, and that's what I was trying to rent to. I was trying to rent to people who's like me who wants to come in Branson. I've come to Branson every year my entire life. I have a lot of family on my father's side in Missouri and as well in Arkansas. I was born in Arkansas. Just because I was raised in the military doesn't mean that I don't have a heart in this area. And my wife happened to be from Oregon, but last I checked, that's still in the United States, and we're still United States citizens. I'm trying to come here together to get to know the fine people of Branson, to explore Branson, to invest in Branson, and again in the legal way, and in the sense of making sure that everybody is to know that I'm trying to be compliant, and that's why I'm here. And also to try to make sure that there's not a sense of ruckus. I'm not trying to buy a duplex right next to another duplex, or, you know, I'm not trying to buy one that has like a wall to the neighbors. I mean, literally, I have a giant bonfire there that I don't know if it's legal, so I'm tearing it up anyways. But I'm sure they were having bonfires and having all kinds of parties, and like just like everyone else could out there. And just to point out that not every single lot in Emery Creek is a 5-acre lot, and you know, so I can understand. I'm not trying to go there and buy one right next to a neighbor, and I wouldn't. I'm not trying to propose that. I'm trying to have an established place on the back end there that was, again, the reason why I kind of went for it is the people who.